Thanks for downloading this Joy 94.9 podcast. This is Pop Quiz on Joy.
It's got a long tail.
Like a donkey.
Get ready to match the stars.
Our first contestant tonight.
Poll the recent studio audience. Look at these exciting prizes.
Brand new show, Tired Old Compere.
Hello and welcome to Pop Quiz on Joy 94.9. We are coming to you live from the beautiful Daylesford Hotel. Joy is, of course, Australia's LGBTIQ radio station. You've landed here at the very first taping of Pop Quiz Live. Pop Quiz is our weekly quiz show covering news, popular culture and some pretty obscure stuff. I'm your host, Dee Mason. I would like to welcome in the actual flesh Joy 94.9's number one bell ringer and Pop Quiz official adjudicator, honorary president of Team L Auxiliary, it's Gay Gailey Davidson. Gail, welcome to Pop Quiz Live.
So
name
exciting.
One other thing that you normally do on your own in the privacy of your pyjamas that you don't like to do with 70 people watching.
Oh, well, each week you do ask me to get my dong out and ding it.
Yeah,
well, and I've never done that in front of people, so hang on to your hats, everyone.
Gail, as you know from our wildly successful live radio show, each week we pit a human personality from the real and actual world against one of our Joy 94.9 personalities, testing their wits against each other for the chance to win quite unimpressive prizes from our gift shop. But today, Gail, we're changing that format up a little bit for our live audience. Am I right?
You are right. 1 point to you, Dee Mason. This week's our contestants are playing not just for their own glory, but for the glory of their teams, as we pit Team Joy against Team Actual Celebrity. No offence, Joyces. Each team will throw up a contestant across three rounds to be in the running for our prize du jour.
Prize du jour, Gail. This feels like a good time to let the people have a sneak peek at our gift shop. Tell us, Gail, what is our team going home with tonight?
Dee, I'm almost brought to tears by our super special live show prize for reasons that may become obvious. Our collective dreams are just too big. Thank you. For a normal dream catcher. So we had to supersize it. This piece of traditional art is the size of a hula hoop and ensures you may never sleep again. Actually painted in a baying wolf motif with a side order of soaring eagle, it's wrapped in the finest velvet and adorned with spiritually meaningful feathers. Not to mention it's stamped in gold with those immortal words, made in China.
Our first guest for Team Celebrity has been described as having a voice smooth as honey and a comedic wit that could shred brie. She comes to us completely knackered, having performed the last two nights back-to-back for chill out, and is currently furious, having forgotten to ask for a late checkout from her hotel. Somebody warned us that this guest might take things a little off rails live, but we've never shied away from that. So let me introduce to you, wearing the crown for Team B for bisexuality, running with the pronouns of she and her, it's the fabulous Tina Del Twist. Sorry, I told Tina she was headlining, so...
She said to me, you're on last. Which I just took as first.
Yeah,
apparently.
That's right.
So that's fine. Can I just also say, I have no idea what's happening.
I think that's why we... I think that's
so
why we got you on.
The whole thing.
I think it's clear none of us do.
It is true. Tina was drunk when I invited her along. But so was I. Our first Joy Celebrity today was recently crowned Melbourne's second busiest homosexual. You might have heard his voice as a Joy presenter on Well, 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 but it's not the voice that he's most known for, is it, ladies? On the cover of last month's Star Observer, he also runs Melbourne Surge water polo team. He self-identifies as the host you have at a gay event when Dino Curie is not available. Rolling with the pronouns he and him and up to bat, semi-professionally I would say, for Team G. Hailing all the way from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania in the US of A, it's Melbourne's favourite budgie smuggler, it's Cal Hawk.
Take it off. Take it off. Oh, here it is. Sorry, how's it going?
Tell me, Tina, have you listened to the show before?
Never.
Okay. Well, shit about to get real for you,
lady. It doesn't mean I don't love you. I'm just very busy.
I know. I hear this a lot. Gaily, you are the Joy 94.9 pop quiz adjudicator, are you not?
Yes, I am, Dee.
Great. Well, how the hay is all this going to work?
It's going to run like a good thing. There are three rounds, and we'll explain it all as we go along. We have two contestants each round, and each round will start and end with this sound. You can buzz in at any time, but if your answer is incorrect, your opponent will hear the rest of the question and have the chance to steal a point. Tina Del Twist, when you know the answer to your question, you will make this sound.
You're better off taking the pig from her.
And Cal Hogg.
I made that sound all morning. I don't need a vessel, like an object to
Cal
make
Hogg,
it
Cal Hogg, today you play the part of chicken, and your buzzer sounds like this.
Cal's all over it.
Round one, we're playing a game we call Come to the Cabaret, with a grab bag of questions about cabaret and being gay or some form of non-heterosexual.
It's all covered here.
Yeah, we've got it all in front of us. Nobody puts baby in the corner. When your time starts...
Now, in the musical Cabaret, the first three words of the song Willkommen are in what three languages? Cal.
German, French and Spanish?
Incorrect.
Damn it.
For the steal.
German, English and... French.
You're on the board. Oh. Yeah. Woo. 1 point to guests.
Which Aussie ex-Mr. Liza Minnelli is still celebrated today in the stage show?
Yes.
Peter Allen.
Correct.
Which gay comedian became known as a guest on Talking About Your Generation and then...
Tina.
Josh Thomas.
She's on fire.
For someone who's never listened, I'm very good at this.
That's correct.
Late adopter, but great. Which unnamed character sings the song Tomorrow Belongs to Me in Cabaret?
Oh, God.
Dolly Diamond.
I'm so tempted to pay that, but it's incorrect.
I said unnamed, not unknown.
Not yet.
Oh. She'll storm in here at any moment.
It was a Nazi scout.
Oh, of course it's a Nazi scout.
And just a fun fact, a Jewish boys' camp asked the composer if they could use it for their camp song, and he had to write back and explain why that was a good idea.
Which star of The Good Place and former model came out as queer this year?
Oh, it's Cal. Tahani, what's her real name?
Yes.
It's,
I'm going to pay it, but I like to watch you suffer.
Oh, I know, it's fun, isn't it?
It's Tahani. I can't remember what Tahani.
It's Jamila Jamil.
His veins are popping out of his head. It's quite beautiful to watch.
Which well-known trans woman is a former US Army intelligence analyst and well-known public whistleblower?
Chelsea Manning.
Cal. Correct.
I started out so well.
I know. We'll get back to that right now. Which Aussie bisexual singer hides her face with hats and wigs?
Sia.
Cal. Well done.
Can you guess how many bottles of champagne are consumed at the Moulin Rouge each year by Tina Del Twist? Yeah.
Can I guess?
Yes.
How many bottles of champagne?
Yes. Yes.
Was I there?
Yes. I feel an answer is coming.
I'm going to go with 4,782.
Closest to the pin, Cal?
10,000.
How many?
10,000.
No, 240,000.
Wow.
That's a lot.
240,000
bottles.
Oh my God.
Which Australian actress is the first to play Batwoman as a lesbian?
Cal.
Ruby Rose.
Correct.
Right. Which US singer made an appearance on the recent series of Will and Grace as the surrogate mother to Will's baby?
Tina.
I know the answer, but I can't remember it now. Demi Lovato.
Yes, correct.
In Cabaret, what is the name of the club that Sally Bowles sings in?
Tina.
Ooh. Oh, no, I think it was you, and it's only because I can't remember. So
I think it's the Kitty Cat Club.
Kitty Cat Club.
Yes.
Correct.
That's the end of round one.
I'm exhausted.
Tina, how did you feel your performance went?
Look, like with anything, I can't remember.
Okay. Tina, where can we next catch you live?
Depends what kind of dream catcher have you got. I don't know.
Hazel 1.0 is our scorer. Hazel.
Woo!
Yes, I see what's happened here. Team Guest is on the board with 4 points. Well done, Tina. Team Joy is slightly out in front in 6.
Yay!
It's still anybody's
Team Joy. Team Joy. Team Joy.
Yay.
Please thank them again. Tina Del Twist and Cal. A round two celebrity guest straddles the spheres of real world celebrity and Joy Liberty. She's been a hot new up and coming comedian for the last 6 years, and she reckons she will be for many more to come. She has abandonment issues, a rash that won't go away, and is currently selling toilet paper from the boot of her car, insisting on the pronouns she and her, betting massively for Team L. We call her Gabe Bogan, but her mama named her Gabe Hogan. Yes, that's
Hello.
Right. Pop her there.
Hi.
Hi, Gabe.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hello. Hi, Gabe. Hi,
welcome.
G'day. Hi.
Taking on Gabe for Team Joy today is one of our smiliest Joy Liberties, which is lucky because he puts up with a lot, sharing a drive slot on Joy with Melbourne's actual busiest homosexual, Dina Currie, Wednesdays from 4. His first love was the game of soccer, but then the physical requirements ruled that out, and possibly all other vertical sports. Rolling with the boring old pronouns of him and his cheerleader for Team G, it's Joy's Latour de Force, it's Robbie Latour.
Wouldn't it one day be nice to have a bio without Dina Currie's name in it? One day.
Robbie, do you have room for that in your man cave?
Oh, I would have to get rid of a few of the escapees first, but yes, I'd absolutely love to put that in the man cave.
Gail, I think it's time for round two.
Round two, we're playing a game we call Rapid and Truly Random, where we revisit some of our favourite questions from pop queers history. So given that everybody's been listening closely, you won't have a problem with the answers. Strap in and strap on, because time starts
now. Have you been paying attention? Which friends introduced themselves at the Golden Globes as J-Law and A-Shu?
Jennifer Lawrence.
Correct.
All I can think of is my boss, Alison Schumack, but there's no way that's correct.
No. Do you know what? There's no way that's correct.
No.
Gabe, for the steal.
Can we go with Amy Schumer?
Yes, I'm going to give
you
that to Gabe.
Point.
In Australian slang, what would you do with a durry?
Smoke it.
Correct.
Which famous musical was recently made into a movie which premiered...
Gabe.
I was going to say Shrek the movie, but...
Ask about.
No.
Which was made into a movie which premiered to devastating reviews?
Cats.
Correct. Yes.
A gambling hall was evacuated in Germany when patrons became concerned about humming noises coming from a garbage can. Explosives experts were brought in but only found what in the garbage can? It's what you're thinking.
Gabe.
A vibrator?
Look, that's it's so close. I'm going to pay it. It was a battery-powered penis ring.
Of course.
Someone had gone, I've had
I'm never
that.
Thinking about those. I've never thought about those once.
No wonder you knew a game.
When Dee said it's what you're thinking about, she's probably not right.
What are leotards named after?
Robbie.
This was I was on an episode of Pop Quiz I listened to the other day.
Robbie's an actual fan.
Oh my goodness. I don't remember.
I don't recall.
Is that right?
Is it?
I think that's true that you don't remember, but we're not going to give you a point. Mr. Leotard.
Oh.
Mm. I mean...
That guy.
The trapeze artist.
Imagine being at your house and going, this stretch material's great. You know what I'm going to call it? The Mason.
What are you
and
wearing?
Thousands of little girls be running around in the Mason.
I'm just pulling on my D.
Okay, hands on your farmyard animals, because I know you both know this. Name the 5 members... by their nicknames, by their actual stage names, of the Spice Girls.
Gabe.
Scary.
Correct.
Sporty.
Yep.
Baby.
Yep.
Ginger.
Oh, yeah.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
Is she even gay?
It's not as slutty, is there?
Not yet.
No, there should be.
This could be going for a steal.
It's got to be all five, and I'm going to hand it to Latour de Force.
Posh.
I would have accepted
she
Old Spice.
She doesn't count. She doesn't count.
She doesn't think so either. No.
Letting down Team Lesbian massively. Which actor-writer took home all the Emmys for her shows Fleabag and Killing Eve this year? Gail and I are both in love with her, independent of each other.
We're staring at you with judgment.
Nobody can believe it.
Yeah. I can picture her, but I don't remember.
She's got a double barrel surname.
It's going to go out to the audience.
Oh. Come on, Helen.
Look, I don't know which is worst, kind of know it or to not know it at all.
Rachel Tyler-Jones. Phoebe Waller-Bridge is correct. Well done, Rach. A UK doctor warned women not to use what for masturbation?
Gabe, you were quite on.
Locked and loaded.
I didn't do a lot of research, but this just popped up. Is it raw potatoes?
Wow.
Oh.
It doesn't work, by the way.
Who ever thought that would work?
I don't even know why raw came into it, but Robbie, for the steal.
Do you want to just steer clear of this question?
Is it a vibrating penis cock ring?
No. The answer is electric toothbrush.
Oh, gosh.
It was used on an episode of Orange is the New Black, and it started a trend, which the doctor said was fraught with potential danger.
Yeah.
We'll be coming back to the potato question, though.
Yeah, pop a flag on that. We'll get back to that. Chickens are the closest living relative to what prehistoric animal?
Robbie.
Velociraptor?
No. It's the other one you know. What's the other dinosaur you know?
A T-Rex.
Yes, correct.
T-Rex. Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I knew you knew it somewhere deep inside your potato peel self.
All right, Gail, you're not to answer this one. Oprah and her famous friend Who have been the subject of rumour for decades.
Gail.
Surname?
G-Banger.
Yeah.
Double points.
That didn't help the rumours. It was Gail King, but we're going to play that point.
Australia's most notorious serial killer, known as the Bangalow Forest Killer, has died in jail. What was his name?
Gabe.
Avin Milat. That was to the tune of Baby Come Back.
I'm not familiar with the song, but that's the correct answer.
You know, in jail they'll sit around going, "What's your jingle?" Avin Milat.
Avin Milat.
Name the famous US comedian who wrote both screenplay and the musical for Mean Girls.
Tina Fey.
Correct.
That's it. That's the end of round two.
Yay!
Keep it going for Gay Bogan.
Thank you. Hello. Goodbye.
And
goodbye.
Robbie Latour.
Have a good one.
Well, go ahead and tell us, Gail. What are the scores at the end of round two?
Gabe got 9.
Oh, Gabe. Well done.
Robbie got 9.
Oh! Joy.
Thank you.
We are going to bring it home super strong round three.
I'm excited.
Let me introduce our celebrity. Our round three celebrity guest is a glitz, glam, mask femme, a get-down boogeyman, all wrapped up in a disco-loving, muscle-flexing, more of a woman when he's a man, having performed all over the world throughout his 25-year career. He is the original glamour boy, identifying with the letters L and G, greedy, and responding to all of the pronouns. It's Sexy Galexy!
Pig sexy.
Well, hello.
Hello, Mosh. Taking on you today, Sexy. Last time I saw our next guest, they were atop a float in the Mardi Gras parade, resplendent in a frock made entirely of the Joy 94.9 logo and surrounded by dancers dressed as flappers. But for this Joy Liberty, that was probably just one of 10 gigs that weekend. Professionally fabulous and one of the nicest humans in the game, hailing all the way from wherever they're required, defying gender codes and sexuality labels, it's Joy's head prefect, it's Frock Hudson!
Yeah. Woohoo! Your Honour.
Welcome, Frock.
Thank you.
Hey, Gailey, it's time for Pop Quiz Live and Semi-Rural, round three.
Round three, we're playing a game we call We Miss the Greaties, celebrating the best decade of music that ever there was. It's the 80s. It ain't the meat, it's the motion when your time starts.
Now, what was the phrase used to describe the style of rock performed by musicians wearing outrageous costumes?
Oh,
glam.
I'm going to pay that because I couldn't tell who had squeezed there.
It was sexy. Definitely sexy. Shannon Knowles' song, What About Me, was...
Oh, I was going to say What About Me, so I think I've got it wrong.
That would be so weird if the band was called What About Me. So it's to you, Sexy Galaxy. What was the name of the band that sang What About Me originally?
Oh, I don't remember, but it's such a whingy, whiny song, isn't it?
That it didn't get any better the second time around. It was Moving Pictures.
Oh, that's right. Whingy, whiny.
John Farnham made a huge comeback in 1986 with which mega-selling album?
I was going to say Whispering Jack, but wasn't that the... Was it Whispering Jack?
No, you're right.
Yay!
Well done. Stop talking, you're right.
Which Aussie rock band with a female lead singer had an 80s hit about all the boys in town?
Divinals.
Correct.
I was going to say Divinals.
Name the artist behind these UK number one hits. Hand on Your Heart, Tears on My Pillow.
Kylie Minogue.
Correct. The Little Budgie.
What was the Sunday night TV music show on the ABC hosted by Molly Meldrum?
Yes.
Countdown.
Countdown. Which 1988 song is now better known as being Rickrolled?
Frock.
Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down.
Never gonna sing in public.
Yeah.
Oh dear. Who is the lead singer of the Uncanny X-Men?
Sexy.
Brian.
Yes.
Okay. Brian Mannix.
Correct.
Which band quite creepily suggested that you don't stand so close to me?
Oh, wow. I think our chicken's going to need to go to...
The Police.
Correct.
Correct.
The lead singer of which 80s Australian rock band went on to become a minister in the Labor government?
Frock.
Paul Keaton?
No.
Managed a band, but that's the wrong question.
No, that's wrong.
Peter Garrett?
It was Peter Garrett, in fact.
It was Peter Garrett.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's in round three. Keep your applause going for Sexy Galaxy on tonight at the...
Thank you very much.
And our very own Frock Hudson. It's a really good time, Gail, to announce the winner overall of our pop quiz live.
Well, there's been some... really interesting answers. I don't know how the winning team is going to divide this. You may have to all just move into the one bed.
What a picture
that
paints.
Final scores. Joy on 22. Our collective guests on 24.
Wow, celebrity win! Oh, come up and receive your prize. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Tina Del Twist. I give you Sexy Galaxy and Gabe Hogan.
Congratulations.
Wow, guys.
I will actually give one of my team members $50 to take this away.
Can we? Yeah.
I have 100.
Tina's on it. Good job, guys. We are smack bang out of time. Big congratulations to Team Celebrity. Big thanks to Cal Hawk, Robbie Latour, Frock Hudson from Team Joy. And, of course, to the lovely Tina Del Twist, Gabe Hogan and Sexy Galaxy performing here at the Dalesford Hotel tonight. Woo! Big thanks to our amazing Joy team, to our CEO, Ange Barry, that dog there, Rachel Tyler-Jones, Michael Strauss, Jack Trainer, and Alejandra Layton, to our wonderful assistant, Hazel, to Gay Gailey, Anne-Marie from the Dalesford Hotel, and to that dog there, to Goblin Charlie, to the Source Homewares, the NGV, our friends at Melbourne Theatre Company, and to Annie Louie, comedian.
Big round of applause for Dee Mason, our host for the night.
Stay safe and well if you're listening. We'll see you back in Melbourne Town for Pop Quiz Live, Thursdays from 6:30 on Joy 94.9 and available via podcast.
Pop Quiz!
Oh, you're on Joy 94.9. This is the exciting part of the show. Congratulations to Team Celebrity, who clearly won that round of Pop Quiz Live and Semi-Rural. We are live in the studio now. My name is Dee Mason, the host of Pop Quiz. Gail Davidson's taking a well-earned break. But we have in the studio with me, Mark Adams. Mark, welcome.
Thank you.
Very rarely hear you on Pop Quiz.
Yeah, I'm more of a Saturday afternoon, but yeah. I'm taking a hiatus.
Mark, tell us, apart from your on-air work, what you do for Joy.
I'm on the board.
Great.
And on the Finance Audit and Risk Committee, the FARC.
Well done. And you're a random...
That's my nervous pen
clicker. And
you're
a random pen clicker, I see. We've invited Mark Adams in today to help with the draw of the raffle.
To be legit.
That's right, because he legitimises everything. And in the studio also we have Godwin Hilly. Godwin, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for offering this amazing prize to raffle off to Joy. Just briefly, what is involved in the prize that we're drawing this evening?
So tonight's lucky winner will experience me turning up at their place.
Yeah.
I won't be dancing, but I'll enter your bedroom.
Oh,
I'll open
hello.
Your closet.
Yep.
And I'll assess what can be thrown, what can we keep, what's missing. And then after that, we'll head back to my showroom. We'll do a fitting. And then we'll create some beautiful product for the lucky winner.
Right. It's a $3,500 package. It includes $1,000 worth of actual suitery or any other product from the range. I can hear people in the audience, their ears are burning and they're saying, Dee Mason, please, for the love of God, draw the prize.
Clamouring.
So I'm going to ask Godwin, Mark's now shaking the bucket of Joy.
Doom. Oh.
Yeah. There are 125 tickets. Mm-hmm. Mark has ratified that is, in fact, the number that were sold and went in.
Affirmative.
Godwin Hilly is now pulling one out. I will play the drum roll. Mark Adams, can you tell us the winner of the Godwin Charlie suiting package goes for 10 seconds is...
Siobhan.
Siobhan. Mm. I sold that ticket. Well done, Siobhan. Siobhan is going to be absolutely wrapped. So we're going to give her a call. God. Oh, my God. Hello, is that Siobhan?
Yes, it is.
Oh, I can't hear there, Siobhan. So are you the newsreader from Joy, Siobhan?
Yes, I am. Yes.
Siobhan, my name's Dee Mason and I have a man called Godwin Hilly in the studio and he wants to tell you something. Godwin?
Oh. Okay.
Siobhan, good evening, Siobhan. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm very well. Well, I'm here. I'm here with some positive news on an afternoon where we probably need lots of it. You are the lucky winner.
Oh, you're kidding!
My styling package. Yes, you are. Congratulations.
Do you remember me? Do you remember me selling you that ticket last night, Siobhan?
I do. You're gorgeous.
I think you were one of the last tickets I sold last night.
I was. Gary trying to train me. Me nervous as all hell.
Yeah. Well, you did a great job. You got your first go on air and a brand new suit package and styling package from Gobble.
Fantastic.
That's great.
Oh, my God.
So do you understand what's about to happen?
Oh, no, I just handed over the money.
But you knew it was going to Joy. Well,
I knew it was going to the right place.
Godwin has a suit and styling company called Godwin Charlie in Melbourne, and he's about to tell you what he's about to do for you.
Oh, does it involve batteries?
He doesn't need them.
Not quite. Well, Siobhan, basically you've won yourself a styling experience. So, if you'll welcome me into your home,
absolutely,
I'll be happy to guide you through the wardrobe that you know oh so well, and we'll have a look at what's working, what's not working, what could we potentially rescue, and I'll identify some gaps for you in your wardrobe, and I'd love to fill it with some new custom made Godwin Charlie products.
Oh, aren't you? You are just divine. I can't think of. Yes, it's been a shit of a whatever. Yeah, I don't know.
You do realise you're on air, right?
No!
Yes! Seriously? Yeah, we're doing one of those calls. Hey, Siobhan, we're gonna send you an email with all of the details. And as with everybody, Gob and Charlie will be in touch and he does bespoke you know, suiting. So you go into his showroom. He does all the full sizing up and keeps a database of our measurements. And then when you need to reorder, you can just go online and pick the new season style and then reorder based on your existing measurements. So it's great. We'd love to follow you on the journey if we can. Take some photos of you in the process. And we'll post them to the pop quiz and the joy pages. But we just wanted to say...
Close on, close off.
I think we will have to do, because we're very lucky, because Gail Davidson, who's my adjudicator on the show, is an excellent videographer. So we might have to do a bit one of those montages from the movies, you know, all your different outfits on.
And a little bit of blurring, potentially.
It's a bit Sex in the City.
Well, Siobhan, congratulations. We've got your number now, so we'll send you all the details.
Thank you.
And we want you to wear whatever Godwin makes for you. We want you to guarantee that you'll wear it every time you read the news on Joy.
Absolutely. I was going to swear, but now I know I'm on air, I can't swear.
Okay, take it easy, wash your hands.
You,
alrighty then.
Best of luck. Yes, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye.
So, Godwin, just quickly before I let you go, what is the best thing for people to do if they want to get in touch with you? Because, I mean, I've got 124 very unhappy raffle ticket holders.
Well,
in the mic.
Oh.
Yeah, we're still on air.
Oh, we're still on air. Yeah. Okay. Well, basically, my showroom's on Flinders Lane at 165 Flinders Lane.
Mm-hmm.
And you can either turn up between 10 and 6, Monday to Saturday, or you can hop online at godwincharlie.com. That's Charlie with an I. Click on the book a fitting button and send us your details and we'll reach out and get you in for a fitting.
Great. Wonderful news. Hey, that's godwincharlie.com and I've been Dee Mason. That's Godwin Hilly. And we'll see you all next time on Pop Quiz.
Thank you.
Yay! You've been listening to Pop Quiz, the podcast on Joy 94.9. You can catch us every Thursday night, 6:30 on Joy 94.9.